Centre Wellington. Centre Wellington Council will be considering adopting an Indigenous land acknowledgement at an upcoming meeting. A staff report going forward at a Monday meeting recommends approving the use of a land acknowledgement at meetings and other township events. A land acknowledgement is a statement to recognize the presence of Indigenous peoples past and present and their traditional lands and treaties. They can also identify displacement and exclusion of Indigenous peoples from their traditional territories. The recommended land acknowledgement reads, "We are meeting on lands that have been home to Indigenous nations since time immemorial. We acknowledge that we are on the treaty lands and territory of the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, as well as the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee. With increasing encroachment by non-Indigenous settlers in the township of Centre Wellington, the Mississaugas could not continue their traditional lifestyle and retreated to villages along the Credit River, eventually settling in the Grand River Valley. The Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation uphold their treaty rights within our jurisdiction. Today, the township of Centre Wellington remains home to Indigenous people from across Turtle Island. We are grateful to have the opportunity to share and respect Mother Earth and are committed to building constructive and cooperative relationships with Indigenous nations." The report stated Centre Wellington and other local municipalities in Wellington County retained consulting firm Archaeological Services Inc. to assist with the development of meaningful land acknowledgements specific to each municipality. While only one part of the larger conversation and needed action around truth and reconciliation, land acknowledgements are an important starting point, the report said. Recommended places to include a land acknowledgement in the report are council meetings and public meetings, official meetings with Indigenous nations, formal unveilings and ceremonies, community meetings, public information centers, open houses and public workshops, important municipal documents, township website. Further steps towards truth and reconciliation will be considered as diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives are progressed at the township, including a potential DEI advisory committee. Centre Wellington Council will consider this on Monday. Full report can be read here.